Okay, everybody, this is Rob Colasanti, president of NAPMA, and I'm here today with Jackie Chan and Jet Li for a brief interview about the new blockbuster film, The Forbidden Kingdom. Now, I know you two gentlemen are extremely busy and only have a few minutes to speak, so let's dive right into it. For starters, Jackie, what was it about The Forbidden Kingdom storyline that made you say, yeah, this is well written, I want to star in this movie?
I think probably the writer, he really likes Chinese culture. He sees so much Chinese movies, and so he wanted to put everything together, Drunken Master, and the God, and Monkey King, and the Eight Immortals, everybody, they put in the same movie.
Okay, great. Now, in the movie, you play the part of Liu Yan. Tell us a little bit about your character, and give us some insights into what makes your character so special.
I'm like a Drunken Master. And happy-go-lucky, and I like to helping people. Somehow I met Jason from New York. I don't know, I don't care where he come from. And then we all have a mission, is to help save the world. You know, that's the very fantasy things. And along the way I teach him, Jason, how to be a good martial artist.
I see. Now, most of our listeners have probably already seen the Forbidden Kingdom trailer on television where you're teaching Jason some martial arts techniques, and it looks really entertaining, by the way. But just in case one of our listeners haven't seen the trailer yet, you can check it out at napma.com/kingdom. Now, Jackie, I have to ask you, this film is described as a classic Chinese story, but it was American-made. What can you tell us about that?
Like, this kind of story is very strange. If I'm the director, I would never make this kind of movie in China because it's not my culture. My culture is not like this. But for Americanized, you know, the point of American view, they would put everything together. It made fun. If I'm not American director, probably not, I'm not going to do it. Because an American writer, an American director, producer, you know, everything is American. Then Jack Li agreed to do it. Then I said, Jack Li? Yes, I do it right away.
Well, that's interesting. And Jet, I'll have some questions for you in just a moment. But Jackie, both you and Jet are extremely high-level martial artists. What was it like filming your fight scenes with Jet Li?
Most of the people, you have to practice. I don't know why. He looked at me, I look at, just do it. Yeah. He want to try how fast I am. I want to try how good you is. So the first hit will be so fast, and second thing is fast again. Then everybody, can you guys slow down? We have to turn, put the speed slower. Then I just tell Jack, okay, now probably I do pop, pop, pop. I just let him know my rhythm. Then he automatically knows my rhythm, pop, pop, pop. Then he just so fast. Mostly when I fight with people, 10 take, 15 take. Every time I fight with Jack Li, 3 take. The more difficult fight, only 5 take, that's all.
Very cool. And having seen a sneak preview of the fight scenes just a few weeks ago, I have to say the work the two of you did together was simply amazing. Now, this film was a very genuine portrayal of Chinese culture, and it just happens to be right before the Olympic Games are to take place later this year in Beijing. How much does the idea of spreading Chinese culture play into a project like this?
I hope bring more Chinese culture to the West. Let the world know more about Chinese culture. Because I'm the China tourist ambassador, I'm the Asian tourist ambassador, I want to introduce more Asian culture. Let more Western people come to visit us.
And I'm sure this movie will spark a lot of interest, especially with all the press it's receiving. It's all over television. All right, thank you, Jackie. Jet Li, it's an honor to finally get to speak to you here today, and I want you to know I really enjoy your work. So for openers, tell us, what do you like about this new movie, and why should everyone listening to this interview go out and get a Forbidden Kingdom ticket right away?
They have a great story, and have a lot of interesting character, and through American one boy's dream, have to discover the journey, to discover everybody's self, and it's fun to watch, especially for whole family for the summer. It's happy to watch.
Well, outstanding, and I'm glad to hear that this is a family movie, because that's very good for the martial arts industry, and especially all the schools in the NAPMA organization. Now, I asked Jackie this question, but I also want to get your take on it. What was it like making a movie with a traditional Chinese storyline, only with an American spin on things?
I think it's very interesting, because I have a traditional Chinese story, and last everybody foreigner know the story and how to make it transform from the Chinese culture to the world culture. I think it's I made this movie for my children.
Well, that's really touching, and I'll bet you're a great dad. Now, how do you think American director Michael Minkoff did, blending American and Chinese cultures to ultimately turn out a successful final product that everybody was happy with? How did he do?
This story is based on the traditional Chinese story, and from the foreigner angle to see it. So we have a lot of arguing about how to transfer the traditional way to everybody understood. So he did a very hard, he did very good. Also, I believe he have a hard time in China because two culture work together. Is for him now the first time.
Okay, super. And I know that there was a lot of excitement working with the legendary Hong Kong director, the one and only Wu Ping. What can you tell us about that?
I think everybody know Wu Ping is the most famous action director in China, in the world. So that's why I really push very hard to, you know, work with him again in this film. And I tell the producer, studio, everybody say you must bring Wu Ping in this movie. And I believe his ability can do everything, especially this kind of movie.
Yeah, he is a legend indeed. How about Jackie? Did the two of you work well together in this film?
Behind making movie, we are very good, become more close friend, and we know each other, and so it's a very good experiences. I'm very happy to work with him.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it sure looked that way in the film. And lastly, Jet, your character was the silent monk, a classic Chinese character. Was it challenging for you to play this part?
This character may be challenging because a lot of Chinese great artist played before, so I need to play a different way.
And that you did. Jackie, thank you so much for this outstanding interview. It was truly an honor, and we all look forward to seeing your new blockbuster film, The Forbidden Kingdom. Thanks so much, and thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Rob Colasanti, and we'll see you again soon.